This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Heading into these last critical 3 or 4 weeks of the retail year, people running independent retail are doing what they can to drum up business. So here with today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Hannah Oliver Depp. I'm a independent bookstore owner based in Washington, D.C. Our bookstore is Loyalty Bookstores. We began appointment shopping a month ago. It's been great to hear how our resilient, loyal, patient customers are doing from their mouths. But frankly, it's a bit terrifying. You think about what will happen to your staff, your community, almost before you think about what's going to happen to you. I will say that it is more lucrative than shipping books. People simply buy more, and they buy more things that have a better sales margin when they're in person. Nobody knows they need a sticker with Lizzo's face on it until they walk in and they see it at the counter. I mean, they might know, but they might not know that we have it, right? So the supply chain has been wrecked by COVID. Books are often bound and shipped to us from outside of the country into publisher and wholesaler warehouses that we then order from. The issues that we were facing were a long time coming, actually, in the publishing and bookselling industry. Every holiday season for the last 5 years, there's been a substantial issue getting certain cookbooks, art books, even some bigger name fiction books, because they just couldn't print them fast enough. And when they did, somehow mysteriously, they were at Amazon before they were at independent bookstores. All the pandemic has done is shine a horrifyingly clear spotlight on every inequality in our community. And my community is the book community. So when book printing shortages come, when people lose their jobs, when the death rate skyrocketsin the community and it adversely affects Black and brown people, the undocumented, those are the people whose stories I'm interested in telling, and they're my direct community that I'm trying to provide books to. Our business model should not work. It does because our community is ride or die for us. I can't just say, you know what, you lost your job, here's a free book, and stay in business. So I have to find really creative ways to figure out how to get books to my community, to support activists in my community, and we're doing our best.
That's Hannah Oliver Depp selling books in Washington, D.C. Do us a favor, would you tell us how your economy is doing at marketplace.org/myeconomy.